Chapter 18. Suit had spent a lot of the last couple of days on various free credit reporting sites, trying to get a hit on Paul Hutton, even without a date of birth or a social security number. If he found anything, maybe they could begin to learn how he spent his money and where he spent it when he wasn't working with horses. It would have been nice if that bondwoman hadn't been paying him off the books, Suit said, when Jesse was back in the office. She said it was the way he wanted it, Jesse said. Said there's a lot of that going around in the horse business down there. I thought that was for undocumenteds, Suit said, or illegals, or whatever. All sorts of ways to live on the margins, Jesse said, or be anonymous. And the rich people they work for go along to save a few bucks, Suit said. Until they get caught, Jesse said. What's the country coming to? Suit said. Suit went back to work. Jesse sat behind his desk, happy to be back there. It was the place where he felt in control, as if there was still one place where he was chief of himself. Jesse had called Marshport Taxi, gotten the name and number of the driver who dropped off Paul Hutton at the Kane estate, got in touch with him, and asked him to come in. I'm working, Luis Andujar said. Me too, Jesse said. Andujar showed up half an hour later, on time. He was short, dark, built like a Jeep, handlebar mustache, and clearly nervous as hell to be anywhere near a police station. I am not comfortable talking to the police, he said, when he sat down across from Jesse. Hardly anybody is, Jesse said. Talking to cops frankly wears my ass out a lot of the time. My wife and my two boys and me, we keep to ourselves, Andujar said. I drive for Uber when I do not drive for the cop company. Jesse leaned forward and smiled, trying to put him at ease. Where are you from, Luis? Guatemala, he said. I'm not interested in your immigration status, Jesse said. You could say I'm with the government, just not like that. We think anybody with a badge is your government. Here we preserve and protect, Jesse said. We're big on the protect part, okay? Okay. Tell me about that night, Jesse said. Andujar checked his phone. Told Jesse he'd picked up Paul Hutton in Marshport about 8:45, outside a Five Guys burger place. Jesse asked how Hutton seemed.
He seemed like a passenger, Andujar said.
In a hurry to get over there?
No.
When he gave you the address, did you know where you were taking him?
To one of the muy grande houses in your town, yes.
Muy grande, Jesse smiled. So did Andujar, for the first time.
Big ass in your language, he said to Jesse.
You'd had fares there before?
Not so much.
Did you know who owned the house? Andujar shook his head. Did he say whether he was there to see a man or woman? Jesse said. Andujar frowned, then closed his eyes. Jesse didn't want him to feel rushed. It was always the same, whether here or in Molly's backyard. Let them tell it their way.
I remember this, Andujar said. I was just trying to make conversation and asked if it was his first trip to paradise.
And he laughed, the man did.
He said he wished. And I said, wish what? And he said that it turned out to be a trip to paradise.
They sat there in silence until Andujar said,
That's it. I don't remember anything else. We pull up to the gate, and he paid me, and I left him there.
But he never gave you a name?
No.
And you didn't ask him what business he might have in that neighborhood?
It was just a fair on a Saturday night,
Andujar said.
I was happy to have one who was sober. I get the drunk kids later when I'm driving for Uber.
He's the farer who ended up dead.
Madre de Dios, Andujar said.
He quickly made the sign of the cross. Jesse stood. He stood. Jesse came around the desk and shook his hand and thanked him for coming. Walked him out, watched as he got into what looked to be an ancient green Subaru Outback. He didn't look back. Jesse thought it might be the only time all day that he wasn't looking over his shoulder. Then Jesse drove over to the Neck. Lily and Bryce Kane had told him they had no idea who Paul Hutton was or why he'd gone to the house that night. Maybe one of them was lying, or both. And to an officer of the law, Jesse thought. Suit was right. What was the country coming to?